Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Nagaland renews request to Center for Removal of PAP regime ahead of Hornbill Festival. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gives 9 mantras to make India self-reliant. Visit of Reverend Franklin Graham to Nagaland cancelled and India Pharmacopoeia Commission signs MOUs with Nagaland health bodies to strengthen medication safety. Now the news in detail. The Nagaland government has renewed its request to the Center for Removal of the Protected Area Permit PAP regime in the state, citing its adverse impact on tourism, travel and the state's integration with the rest of the country. In a letter addressed to Union Home Minister Amit Shah today, Chief Minister Nipi Rio highlighted that the 26th edition of the Hornbill Festival is set to begin on 1st of December, coinciding with the state commemoration day. The 10-day festival, he noted, draws both domestic and international visitors and plays a vital role in generating livelihood and employment in the state. He said this year Nagaland will host 6 partner countries with representatives scheduled to participate in cultural showcases, business roundtables and networking events. However, Mr. Yu expressed concern that PAP clearances for the delegates remain pending with the Union Home Affairs Ministry. He reminded the Union Minister of previous assurances from the centre regarding the lifting of PAP for Nagaland. However, he said the regime continues to be enforced in the state, causing procedural hurdles to tourism, negatively affecting both the state's economy and the country's image. Seeking the Home Minister's immediate and personal intervention, Mr. Rio requested the urgent clearance of pending PAP permits and reiterated the appeal for completely lifting the PAP regime in Nagaland. Emphasizing Nagaland's long-standing role in the National Democratic Alliance, the Chief Minister expressed hope for a positive response from the centre. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought citizens' commitment to 9 resolutions dedicated to the national cause. Addressing an event in Udupi, Karnataka today, he urged citizens to conserve water, be part of Ek Per Ma Ke Naam, uplift the poor and encourage Swadeshi movement for safeguarding the economy and domestic entrepreneurs.
हमारा पहला संकल्प होना चाहिए कि हमें जल संरक्षण करना है, पानी बचाना है, नदियों को बचाना है। हमारा दूसरा संकल्प होना चाहिए कि हम पेड़ लगाएंगे, देश भर में एक पेड़ माँ के नाम अभियान को गति मिल रही। इस अभियान के साथ अगर सभी मठों का सामर्थ्य जुड़ जाएगा तो इसका प्रभाव और व्यापक। तीसरा संकल्प कि हम देश के कम एक गरीब का जीवन सुधारने का प्रयास करें।
Prime Minister also called upon countrymen to encourage natural farming, lead a healthy lifestyle using millets, reduce oil usage and adopt yoga as part of a daily life. Mr. Modi also called upon Indians to visit 25 places known for its heritage and traditions. The much-anticipated visit of Reverend Franklin Graham to Nagaland has been cancelled due to visa restrictions. The Coima Baptist Pastors Fellowship, KBPF, in collaboration with the Nagaland Baptist Church Council and the Nagaland Joint Christian Forum, had been preparing a reception program for Reverend Graham at Kohima. Informing the news, President of KBPF, Reverend Dr. Rukovilia Sachu, said Reverend Robert Conville, an associate of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, will bring the message.
We're all looking forward to welcoming Reverend Franklin Graham on the 30th November. But due to circumstances beyond our control, he will not be able to join us. We are deeply honored to welcome Reverend Robert Conville, a respected associate of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and one of the key leaders during the Billy Graham's historic visit to Nagaland in 1972, who will be bringing the message of God's hope to Naga people on the 30th of November.
The program will be held on November 30 at the Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima. Gates will open at 2 p.m. The Government of Nagaland Cabinet Secretariat has notified the appointment of Chingwang Konyak and Apong Ponganer as advisors political to the Chief Minister in the status of Cabinet Ministers effective immediately. According to a notification on 27 November, the earlier appointment of Mr. Konyak as Chairman of People's Democratic Alliance Coordination Committee in Cabinet Minister status has been revoked with immediate effect. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Indian Pharmacopoeia Commission under the Health and Family Welfare Ministry has signed 3 Memoranda of Understandings, MOU, with key health organizations in Nagaland to enhance the safe use of medicines and medical devices. The MOUs were signed with the Nagaland Medical Council, Nagaland State Drugs Control Administration, NSDCA, and the Nagaland State Pharmacy Council today during a program in Dimapur. More from our correspondent.
The MOU was signed between Dr. V. Kalai Selvan, Secretary cum Scientific Director IPC, with Dr. Kevil Hulim ASA, Registered Nagaland Medical Council, and Imle Lila, Assistant Drugs Controller, NSDCA, and Kele Thore, Registered Nagaland State Pharmacy Council. The agreement seeks to improve medication safety through increased reporting of adverse drug reactions and medical device incidents, as well as build up capacity among healthcare professionals across the state. The MOU with NSDCA is first of its kind in Northeast, while the MOU with Nagaland Medical Council is the first with any state council in the country. Tejo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
In another tie-up, Startup Nagaland under the Department of Industries and Commerce has signed a letter of intent with WeHub, Women's Entrepreneur Hub, Government of Telangana. The agreement was formalized yesterday during the Telangana Northeast Connect 2025 at Raj Bhavan, Hyderabad, in the presence of Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Verma. The initiative aims to co-create an incubator-driven entrepreneurial ecosystem, expand national and global market access for women founders, provide industry-specific mentorship, and foster collaborations at the state, national, and international levels. As part of the event, Startup Nagaland showcased 6 startups from the state and engaged in key sessions focused on innovation, inclusivity, and regional collaboration. President Draupadi Murmu today said that the central government is taking several important steps to make society more inclusive, peaceful, healthy, and value-based, promoting yoga and meditation globally and spearheading the International Day of Yoga campaign are such initiatives. The president was speaking at the launch ceremony of Brahma Kumari's annual theme for 2025-26, Meditation for World Unity and Trust. She said that India's ancient civilization has always given the world the message of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Today, when the world is facing many challenges, these ideas become even more relevant.
प्राचीन सभ्यता और संस्कृति ने स्वदेव विश्व को वसुधैव कुटुंबकम का संदेश दिया अर्थात संपूर्ण विश्व हमारा परिवार है आज जो विश्व कई चुनौतियों का सामना कर रहा है तब ये विचार और अधिक प्रासंगिक बन गया है इस महान संकल्प को सिद्ध करने के लिए इस अभियान का प्रभावी योगदान रहेगा
And the 4th edition of Sechu Zubza Flower Festival got underway today along National Highway 29. Speaking at the occasion, Joint Director, Department of Horticulture, S. Senka said, floriculture has grown into a high-performing sector, earning recognition as a sunrise industry in the country. He said it is called sunrise industry because of its high returns, rising global and domestic demands, strong export potential and industrial applications. Highlighting the large volume of flowers imported by India from other countries every year, Mr. Senka encouraged local flower growers to take advantage of the market and cultivate year-round. The flower festival will continue till December 10. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Nagaland renews request to Center for Removal of PAP regime ahead of Hornbill Festival. Prime Minister Narendra Modi gives 9 mantras to make India self-reliant. Visit of Reverend Franklin Graham to Nagaland cancelled, and Indian Pharmacopoeia Commission signs MOUs with Nagaland health bodies to strengthen medication safety. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.